One of the joys of writing about business is that rare moment when you realize conventions are shifting in front of you. It brings a shiver down the spine. Vaingloriously, you start scribbling down every detail of your surroundings, as if you are drafting the opening lines of a bestseller. It happened to your columnist recently in San Francisco, sitting in the pristine offices of Anthropic, a darling of the artificial intelligence, AI, scene. When Jack Clark, one of Anthropic's co-founders, drew an analogy between the Baruch Plan, a failed effort in 1946 to put the world's atomic weapons under control, and the need for global coordination to prevent the proliferation of harmful AI, there was that old familiar tingle. When entrepreneurs compare their creations, even tangentially, to nuclear bombs, it feels like a turning point. Since ChatGPT burst onto the scene late last year, there has been no shortage of angst about the existential risks posed by AI. But this is different. Listen to some of the field's pioneers, and they are less worried about a dystopian future when machines outthink humans, and more about the dangers lurking within the stuff they are making now. ChatGPT is an example of generative AI, which creates human-like content based on its analysis of texts, images, and sounds on the internet. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, the startup that built it, told a congressional hearing this month that regulatory intervention is critical to manage the risks of the increasingly powerful large language models, LLMs, behind the bots. In the absence of rules, some of his counterparts in San Francisco say they have already set up back channels with government officials in Washington, D.C., to discuss the potential harms discovered while examining their chatbots. These include toxic material, such as racism, and dangerous capabilities, like child grooming or bomb making. Mustafa Suleiman, co-founder of Inflection AI, and board member of The Economist's parent company, plans in coming weeks to offer generous bounties to hackers who can discover vulnerabilities in his firm's digital talking companion, Pi.